Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Yehonasan is talking to David out in the field about their plan, that David's going to hide out for a couple of days of Rosh Chodesh and not appear with what seems to be a plausible excuse. And Yehonasan is promising to reveal his father's reaction to David's missing the festive meal at the table. And so now Yehonasan swears an oath to David that whatever he can, he's going to try to determine what his father's intentions are. And he is going to swear to reveal everything to David, lest David suspect that Yehonasan is somehow disloyal. Ko ya'aseh Hashem li Yehonasan v'cho Yosef. So may Hashem do to Yehonasan, and much more. Ki yetiv el avi es hara'a olecha. If my father has seen it right to do evil to you, v'galisi es aznecha, then I will let you know. I will reveal it to your ears. So now he's swearing an oath that he's going to do that. V'shilachticha v'halachta l'shalom. And I will send you away so that you can go to peace. Again, as we always say every time we see this lashon, you never say as a Jew, lech bishalom, go in peace, because that is what one says to people who have died, chas v'shalom. You say lech lishalom, go towards peace. There's time for the eternal nap when one is done. But until then, go towards peace, lech lishalom. V'hi Hashem imach kasher haya imavi. And may God be with you as he was with my father. So as he was with my father when the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested upon him, let God be with you that way now. And may you be victorious over your enemies as my father was over his enemies. So this Shavua is a very strong language of an oath just to tell him something he already said he was going to. So the way Rashi reveals it, that if it is good for David and I do not send for you and reveal to you what he said, so then let Hashem do to Yehonasan, as he was just saying. So it's an expression of a curse. So according to Rashi, Yehonasan curses himself. If Shaul is favorable to David and Yehonasan doesn't reveal it, then he should be cursed. But others, like the Radak, read the pasuk as, if my father is going to bring evil on you, then let me be cursed if I don't tell you exactly what's what. So it's interesting that Rashi and the Radak and some of the other Mefarshim, the Radak's way is also the same way that Mitzudas David sees it, that we're questioning what's the curse. Is the curse on if he says good things and I don't tell you about it? Or if he says terrible things and I don't tell you about it. Rashi says one way, but everybody else says the other. That if I don't tell you the truth, that he is wishing you evil, then of course that's much more dangerous. So then I should be cursed for not telling you the way things are. Yodalad, v'lo im odeni chai. So now he just wished him to go towards peace. And he says, I'm not going to ask of you while I still live. V'lo sa'ase imodi chesed Hashem v'lo amus. That you do for me God's kindness before I have died. So as long as I live, I'm not afraid if you ascend to the throne, he is implying. Rashi says, Loshen bakoshahu. He's asking as if he were the servant and David was the master. And he's saying that I have no doubt that you'll treat me with kindness, so I don't even have to ask you for it until I die. And he continues, but if I do pass away before you do, which in fact is exactly what happens, Tesvav, v'lo sachris aschastacha me'im be'si ad olam, and that you should not cut off your kindness from my house, from my descendants, forever. V'lo b'hachris Hashem es oyvei David, ish me'al p'neiho adama. And even not when Hashem has cut off the enemies of David, each one from the face of the earth. So I am hoping and I am confident that when Hashem cuts off David's enemies, and by implication, of course, what he means by David's enemies is Beis Shaul, the biggest enemy David has at the present time, the one who wants to see the end of David is Shaul HaMelech. So despite the fact that terrible things may happen to Beis Shaul, so I trust that you will keep your kindness towards my branch of the family and my children and not do them any harm, even though you might be inclined to consider them your enemies. This exact scenario is going to come into play later. After Shaul and his sons are killed, and there's going to be some vengeance taken on Beis Shaul and Yehonasan's son, Mephibosheth, the lame one, is going to need David's kindness at that time when there are many enemies besetting what's left of the line of Yehonasan. So Yehonasan bringing this up is actually very careful. He doesn't feel the need to request it because he's so secure that David will always do the right thing. And that's part of that great bond that is between them, that he understands that David will always do what's right. And we see this, Tesayin, by Yichros Yehonasan in Beis David. And so Yehonasan made a covenant with the house of David. Uvikesh Hashem miyad oivei David. May Hashem seek redress from the hands of David's enemies. It is becoming clear, if things go wrong over the next 2 days, that David is going to have to flee for once and for all. That's it. He's going to be done. He's going to be on the run from then on. And so Yehonasan is making a pact with David's house as a guarantee that he will protect them while David is absent. So this is a two-way pact, including his sister Michal and anybody who sided with David, that by the hand of Shaul, no harm is going to come to them. And he relied not just on his ability to help David, but on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. May Hashem seek redress from the hands of David's enemies. Some people explain that it's not necessarily about the future, but a statement of what actually transpired afterwards. David is actually going to fail to fulfill his part of the bris with Mephibosheth. As I was mentioning earlier, as Shaul's grandson, he could be included in the house of Shaul as David's enemies. David only returns to Mephibosheth half of his possessions when push comes to shove. And a heavenly baskol was heard saying, Yeravam and Rechavam are going to divide the throne. David divided Mephibosheth's rightful portion, and as a result, his descendants would not get all of their rightful portion. And so some who read the psukim this way say that this Tes Zion is actually the word of the Navi Gad, who wrote the later parts of the book of Shmuel. Not necessarily this pasuk, but later on when Mephibosheth's story happens. I'm testifying to what transpired as far as this covenant that we're seeing right here actually being implemented. So these poor two young men who are looking at a very rocky future, a future where terrible things will happen to Yehonasan and where David will have to deal with terrible things, are making a pact on how smoothly everything should go, and it's not going to actually be fulfilled that way. And by saying so, of course, I have exceeded my allotted time. 7 minutes went by long, long ago. So we will stop here and continue shortly.